It can get weirder.
That's so weird, though. Isn't that weird?
I thought it was weird.
I never realized it was weird. It's a little weird.
I don't know if it's weird. It's just too easy. And that is to spend money online. So easy that, you know, I mean, you can buy, especially if you have one of those in-game purchase apps on your phone.
Yes.
You can buy they rack up charges $1.99 at a time, $2.99. Next thing you know, you get your credit card in the mail. Like this lady did. A mom exploded. Her son had racked up crazy amounts of digital game purchases on her debit card. She got it, the bill that is, and she got a hammer and she smashed his Xbox.
You're gonna go on my credit card? If I tell you no to my credit card, I pay for everything. Here's what I think about Xbox.
Feel the same way.
You ever steal from me? That's what I think about.
It kind of is.
Yeah, the kids just don't get, like, you can't, money's not free, you know, and these purchases, they make no sense on a lot of those games.
Well, they make it so easy, you know, all you have to do is put your thumbprint on your iPad, and if it matches up, boom.
But Apple, you know, Pay. What? That memory of your mother smashing your Xbox, It's not gonna go away, and it's not a good one.
No,
there's,
because
there's a better solution.
You'll get older, and then you'll be smashing one of your
that's
kids'
right.
things.
That's right.
That's the way it works. This woman bought a secondhand nightstand from a thrift store. Crazy here. She found an old letter from her sister's best friend inside the nightstand. Here's a TikTok user talking about this bizarre situation. Here we go.
I bought these nightstands at Goodwill today. I'm like, my heart's like a little trembly. This is like really cool. And I go through the drawers and empty stuff out like normal, and I find this little crumbled up paper, okay? It has my mom's cell phone number and our home phone number from like 15 years ago. What are the chances of that? I go thrifting and I end up with nightstands owned by one of my little sister's friends.
How about that?
That is cool.
Obviously in the same neighborhood.
Right.
It'd be a lot stranger if you moved across the country.
Right.
Three best friends in New York City all turned 100 years old the same week. Ruth Schwartz, Lorraine Perello, and Mitzi Moscou. Talking about the big celebration, 100 years old.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi, I'm Ruth Schwartz, and I'm 100 years old today.
Hi, my name is Mitzi. I'm 100 years old. I'm Lorraine Perello. I reside here at the Atria, and I am 100 years old.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's incredible. 100 years old.
And it's a lot better being 100 when your friends are still around.
I was going to say, and the only thing about it is, maybe when you make it to 100, you don't have to share your day with two other people. That would be okay. All right, next up, this TikTok user. Her name is Sissy. She recently shared a story about dating a man who claimed that the mother of his son had died. So Sissy dug around on the internet before learning that, the girlfriend's alive and well. She presented him with the evidence, and he still said, nah, shaggy defense. No, that's not her. Here's some audio.
I went on a Tinder date with this guy who was a teacher. He had a son. He said that his son's mother had passed away tragically. She was dead. He was a single dad. How horrible. The other teachers would watch his kids when he would go on dates. I'm like, that's so sweet. How nice of them. He loves running. He seemed like a normal person. And then I, of course, had to Instagram stalk and like see how this tragic story unfolded. And so I went to stalk her on Instagram, and then I went back to show my friend and look on a different day. And when I did, she had new posts. And so I stalked even further and like found obviously her whole family and whole career history on the internet. And it turns out she was not dead at all. She was very much alive. They were very much together in a relationship. And he was so normal. He was like the most normal person I'd been on a date with in a long time. And I confronted him about it and told him that he lied and that she was actually alive. And he told me that I was lying and that she was actually dead. She's alive.
Unbelievable.
Stick to your lie. Huh?
What's incredible is that he would think he would get away with it with the internet.
Right. Like people wouldn't check.
And finally, this dog unleashes a huge assortment of noises when he's dreaming. So, obviously, they recorded it. Oh. I'm sorry, I played the wrong tape. That's Marcus.
Barking like a train.
That's right. Snoring like a train. That is your weirdness.